I'm gonna be honest then, okay?
Yes, please.
Yep.
That's what I try to do here.
Yep.
All right, Spooky. Spooky, what's been going on? You've been here, it's been 4 months since you've been in. Tell me what's going on.
Let's see, a lot's happened since I've seen you last. I went to jail, you know? I got picked up for a warrant. I was at the train station, and I didn't have a tap card, and they pulled me out, and they were like, oh, where's your tap card? And I was like, I don't have one, and they're like, all right, come out of the train, and they fucking put me in handcuffs, and I was like, God damn it. I tried to give them a fake name, but it didn't work because they fingerprinted me, and then it popped up that I had a warrant, and they're like,
what? How long do you get held for that?
I was only in there for 2 months, only 2 months. Yeah, thank God. I thought I was going to get more time, but thankfully I was only in there for 2 months.
And being in jail...
Mm-hmm.
What's your drug situation when you're in jail?
Nothing. I'm sober. I get sober. I have to withdraw, which is a fucking, you know, part of my language, a bitch.
From which drug?
Fentanyl.
That's got to be brutal.
Yeah, it was horrible, you know.
Tell me about what it's like to be in jail.
Withdrawing. It was throwing up, aches, you know. It's like, it's horrible, dude. It's hard to explain, you know. It's really hard to explain.
And you're using how often?
I was using every day.
How often a day?
Like every 10, 15 minutes, I'd have to take another hit. After
really?
Hit. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And to just go from that to cold turkey.
Yeah, dude, it was horrible.
They don't give you any.
They gave me Tylenol.
Tylenol's a good drug.
Yeah. But once I hit county, they gave me Suboxone, which kind of helped, but it didn't really help, but it was all right. I mean, you know?
And how many months were you like that?
Sick, like withdrawing?
Four months.
No,
but you were in jail for four?
2 months.
Yeah. 2 months.
But the withdrawal only lasted a week, but it felt like fucking forever, you know? Mm. It was bad.
And so you've been out now for 2 months?
No, I've been out since the 30th.
Oh, so
about I barely got out, yeah.
You just got out.
Mm-hmm.
And have you used since you've been out?
No. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Maybe took a hit of, I smoked a little bit of crystal, but fentanyl I haven't touched.
Is that just a matter of time before you do?
No, I'm really trying to stay away from it. I like how I look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to relapse and fall back into the same situation, you know?
That would be great.
It was really bad.
You're using jail to do something good.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully that continues.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do if you stick with this?
If I stick with this? Well, I got a settlement coming in. I shouldn't say this on camera, but I got a settlement coming in, and I plan on buying an RV, and I want to travel.
Get away from L.A.?
Yeah, get away from L.A. Because L.A., I realize now, like, nobody's really got... None of these people have the best interest for me, you know?
No shit.
Yeah, I really... It's sad. I don't know. I guess I was just so, like... I was, like, my mind was clouded, you know? And I don't know.
Yeah, you get caught up in the streets. And yeah. You just think that...
You think that people are your friends. And then you learn that in time that they're not. And it's... You know, I should have seen it coming, but, you know, I'm young, so I guess I had to learn, you know, eventually.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, yeah, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've been clean in a while?
Oh, yeah, in a long time.
Since when, roughly?
Oh, fuck, I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Since a teenager?
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's crazy.
How's it feel? It
feels great, dude. Like, you know, I actually like it. I actually like it a lot. You know, I like how I look, mostly. Like, I'm more confident in myself. You know, I feel great.
That's great.
Mm.
And you're eating more?
Yeah, I'm eating more.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend said I don't probably look like I gained much, but I trust me, from before, I gained, you know, I look a lot more healthier and I feel great.
Mm. And where are you staying now?
I'm staying with a friend in East LA.
And how do you survive?
Off food stamps.
Wow.
I know, it's embarrassing. I'm looking for jobs right now, you know?
Is it going to be possible for you to, like, stay away from the gang?
Oh, yeah, I already am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, I already am.
Because you probably see that that's not going to lead anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then when I was in jail, I actually ran into a couple homegirls that are fighting life, and they talked to me, you know? They told me, it's okay to fucking leave. It doesn't mean you're not with the business or you're not gangster. It's just, you know, like, shit gets old and, like, everyone's getting busted, you know? Like, it's just, I'm going to end up in jail or dead, you know? And even my homegirls from my hood told me that. So, you know, if they told me that, then I'm going to actually take their advice because they're older and they have been through that already, you know?
Yeah. No, and so, you're young enough to make a total change of your life.
That's exactly what they told me. So, yeah.
And you have no children?
No children.
That's good.
And I'd say, I'm going to take your guys' advice. I'd read the comments. I'm not going to have kids, I promise.
Sometimes the commenters are actually helpful.
I know. Someone told me not to read them, but I just had to. I was curious. But some of them are really sweet, and I appreciate all you guys for supporting me. And I promise, like, I'm going to try my best to, you know, make a difference. And, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, that's all I can say. But one day at a time, right?
Yeah, but I saw this in your first video, that there was something about you that I just see you could do something different with your life very easily.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what that is, but...
I hope I figure it out soon.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be really nice. Yeah. And your family, your parents are not really a part of your life?
Just my mom and my my brothers, they're all in different states and stuff. We barely talk. But my mom, she's very supportive of me. She's like, she's me and her are struggling right now. We're not struggling because we're like arguing, nothing like that. But it's just I'm hurting her, you know, with what I do. And I try to stay away from her because I don't want her to go, you know, you get me? It hurts me to see her hurt because of me, you know, like.
Are you ever tempted? I mean, you're using crystals sometimes, so that's not a good sign.
But. I know. But my mom always told me, I mean, not my mom. People always tell me I'd rather use smoke crystal than fentanyl. Not saying it's better or you know, but it's a lot.
Well, I think fentanyl, I mean, crystals or alcohol even.
Yeah.
Even weed, probably weed and alcohol and crystal are all just steps to to just being right back where you were before.
I know. You're right. That's why that's why I'm trying to find a job. Hopefully if I find a job, it may keep my mind busy enough to where I don't think about it as much.
Yeah,
you know?
That might help. But jobs suck too.
I know, but you know, I never will know unless I try, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good for you.
Thank you.
What would you like to do with your life?
Well, I was I seen a job available. It was caregiver, right? I mean, it's not the best job, but I have a good heart and I have a lot of patience. And one thing I have patience for are animals and old people, you know? So I don't mind, you know, helping that.
No, that'd be great. That'd be a good gig for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, at least I'll be helping somebody and, you know, I'll be getting paid. So I don't mind, you know?
But what do you see? Do you see things differently regarding your gang past?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, I mean, do you see that it was a waste of time? Do you see that it was something?
It was I'm a three striker now, you know? I'm a three striker, which sucks because if I catch another case, I'm done. You know, I could be facing 25 to life. And I look back at it and it's like, hell nah, it wasn't worth it. Hell nah. Because none of them put money on my books. None of them answered my calls. None of them are, you know what I mean? fuck them, though. You know, like.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Like, fuck. And like after all, you know, like it is not worth it, you know. And I'm always like, my problem is I'm always trying to make the other person. I'm always trying to impress my people, you know what I mean. I'm always trying to be that person that I'm always trying to be liked by people, right? But at the end of the day, like it's not even worth even like fuck what they think, because you know at the end of the day they're always gonna still be talking shit about me. They're always gonna you know like people are just evil, like you know.
Well, the bottom line is they're not helpful.
Yeah,
they're not helping in any way.
Mm-mm. You know, my mom told me I should try to surround myself with new people. So if anybody's looking for a friend that's, you know, like it's, you know, going to help me, I'm always up for it. Let me know.
And your face tattoos are easy to get rid of?
Yeah. Oh, I'm already getting them removed. I already went.
Yeah, they look pretty light.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm getting them removed. That shit hurt like a fucking bitch, dude. That shit hurt so bad.
Is it worse getting them removed than putting them in?
Yes, dude. Way worse. Yes. Way worse.
Yeah, but those face tattoos are not going to help you in any way.
Oh, yeah, I know. And they're weird, you know? I mean, I got them when I was really young, you know? So I don't know what the fuck I was trying to...
What were you thinking when you were getting them?
I was trying to be like... Okay, I got them way before the Harley Quinn movie came out, so nobody could say I look like her because I got them way before that movie was even out. So if anything, they copied me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like... I don't know. I like clowns. I'm retarded.
It's all right.
I was 14, mind
you. Yeah, you're young and dumb.
Yeah, young and dumb.
That happens. We all are at some point.
Yeah.
Do you have friends?
Yeah, not I mean, not really. You know, the people that I thought were my friends obviously aren't helping me in any way, so I'm trying to, like, just disregard them. But I hope I find new, you know?
Mm-hmm. You will.
How, like, where should I look to find new friends?
It just happens.
Okay.
I don't know if you can go looking for friends.
You know, that's what I'm like, it's kind of hard. And
it's just, like, if you get a job, you're going to find people that you just get along with.
And, yeah, that's true.
People like you and so on. It just happens.
Like, you know what I always dreamed of? Like, even while I was in the streets, like, I would see, like, a group of girls, like, walking by, going, like, you know, with shopping bags and stuff. They just came back from shopping, and I always, like, wanted that. I always pictured myself being that girl with a group of girls, you know, coming back from shopping, getting her nails done. I've always dreamed of that, you know, like, and it's sad because, like, I'm 25. I should already have experienced something like that, but I never have.
And no, it's okay. You're still young, and you will. And the fact that you have this past just makes you more interesting. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you more interesting.
But some people don't see it like that.
No, but who needs them?
Right.
You don't need this kind of people. I just think anyone that has a story like yours, it just makes you more interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not doing it any longer.
Right.
If you're still doing it, then go have at it. I'll leave you
but
alone.
Still, but, like, it's not, yeah.
But
I'm
if you learned your lessons from that kind of stuff, you know, by being a bad person, by being a monster, as people call it, you learn that that's not for you, and you're almost better at avoiding it than people who have never done it.
Right.
You know that side of the tracks is trouble.
Yep.
So you just stay away from it.
Yep.
The drugs, the gangs.
I've seen how ugly it could get. Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen things that a lot of people will never see.
Yeah.
And you'll learn and maybe even be a better parent one day and all kinds of things, hopefully. So.
I will. But not right now. Don't trip, everybody.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes time. Are there things that you want to, like, you want to go back to school? Do you want to
get any training? I was thinking about going back to school, yeah. But I don't know what I want to do. I mean, I love animals, so I was thinking maybe. But would I be able to be a veterinarian with felonies? Or do you think that works?
I don't know how that
I'm
going
to have to look it up.
Yeah. I don't know, but we'll see. You know, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to do another talk with you in 6 months or a year, and
that'd be dope.
And see where you're at.
Yeah,
we'll just do like a step-by-step process of like somebody who's doing it on their own, because you didn't go to rehab.
Mm-mm.
You didn't go to some program that you were pressured into. You just ended up in jail and got clean.
And I had a lot of time to think and process things and realize, like, okay, maybe that's not the way I want to do it. You know, I don't want to go about things this way, because I always end up, like, in jail or fuck the position. Like, now I'm a three-striker. I'm only 25 years old. Like, people don't get three strikes till they're, like, 40. You know what I mean? Like,
do you see things differently after a few weeks of getting clean?
Not really. I think what happened was I got a reality check when I was in court, you know, when they told me I could be facing a possibility of three strikes with possibility of 25 life. That hit me, and I realized, you know, I was like, oh, shit, you got to change, homegirl. Like, you got to something's got to change, because I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in jail, dog. You know?
Yeah, that would be a shame.
Yeah, you know, like, in my, I know I have such potential, and I know I could do things differently if I really put my mind to it. Like, I just need help, you know? I really need help, you know? Like,
you have a lot of good things to give to the world, and you're just, if you want to stay in the streets, then go have at it, but that's a waste of.
Yeah, it's just a waste, you know? And I don't want people to remember me like that, you know?
Yeah. I would love to keep doing updates with you, and we'll see where you are in 6 months or a year or even longer, and
okay.
It could be really cool to see where you end up.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, Spooky. Well, thank you for checking in on and wanting to come back, and we'll do another one down the road.
I'm down.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.